Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the earth? You got it. Are we seeing the earth now? You got it. Are we seeing the earth? You got it.
It's Sunday, the 6th day of May, 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Then I shall return, Lord willing, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern, with the weekday transmission. Big shakeups in Europe as the people try to get out of the grasp of the banksters, but I'm afraid that's not going to be the case. But it's a step in the right direction. At least they're struggling. They're fighting back. Sarkozy's out. Merkel has slid more in parliament. Part of the government's out in Greece. The establishment is calling everyone extremist who doesn't bow down to the foreign banks running their countries. All of that is coming up today. Also, UN expert calls for U.S. return of native lands. Boy, that is certainly rich. The UN, we have these articles, and it's even in the New York Times, but they say it's a good thing they're doing it, is in Latin America and in Africa and areas of Asia mowing people down for the UN to take people's property. And the UN is a colonial modern force. And the only reason they're stirring up the Southwest, saying it belongs to Mexico, and the only reason the UN's stirring up native groups in this country is to have balkanization. I will assure those groups the UN's never going to come give you anything. It's run by the very big banks that want to break this country up. They want to create a super state, the North American Union, on record, while fragmenting the sub-regions. That's the great game, divide and conquer. Also, Senator says Fukushima fuel pond is a national security issue for America. No kidding. It'll be 85 Chernobyls if Reactor 4 completely melts down. There's already been partial meltdowns at 5 of the 6, already much bigger than Chernobyl. They estimate conservatively 10 times. Massive radiation increases here in the U.S. We're right across the Pacific, but it blows right in. FDA, EPA just says, raise the level, save the radiation safe. Hey, we can't use DU up until 1991. We'll just say it's safe. You know, wave a magic wand. In fact, I had some friends in studio the other day who'd never been in studio, and they had never, I guess they missed the one show where I waved the magic Al Gore wand on air. And they reached down under the table and they said, what is this? And I was quick to say, no, a listener mailed it. Look, right here, it has a tag on it. I'm not secretly, you know, dressing up like a showgirl here behind the scenes or anything. It was so funny. It just looks crazy for a guy, especially to have under the counter. Like, I have magic powers. I'm Gandalf or something. Gandalf meets Governor Rick Perry. Man, bear, pig, Al Gore's magic wand. Wave it a couple of times and you've saved the Earth CO2 problem. So, anyways, that side issue. Hey, here's something else. My daughter, age 7, does these wild drawings. She just did this one before I left the house today. She does much more elaborate, even better than this one. And we frame them. I love them. But she said, oh, will you show it on air today? So I don't think this is one of her best. Still interesting, but I'll show it because I told her I would. In fact, I ought to bring some in and show you her really good stuff. The black and white ones she does are just amazing. Okay, you tuned in to get news and information. Plus, most people are listening on the radio. They're saying, nice magic wand. You just told us about fruitcake. And a nice drawing by your daughter. Hey, you know what? We're going to be back in 60 seconds after this break where some stations join us. And I'm plunging in. And it's a big broadcast. And we have an in-studio guest coming up. Tell you about that.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are transmitting worldwide, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv with the free audio streams and podcast, WWCR Global Shortwave, and weekdays, noon to 3 Eastern. We're also, of course, on XM Channel 166. They're not picking up the Sunday show. I need to get around to lobbying them to do that. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We have a special in-studio guest, Chris Emery, who's an investigative journalist, researcher, co-producer, and narrator of A Noble Lie in studio for the last 45 minutes of the second hour. Hoppe Heidelberg, who was one of the grand jurors that blew the whistle on government-sponsored terror in the first, more modern stage terror attack, Oklahoma City, 1995, that was used to bring in what we now know as the modern police state. He died last week after a long battle with cancer, and I conducted what I know of as the last interview with Hoppe, and we re-aired that on InfoWars Nightly News Friday. By the way, InfoWars Nightly News is Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, where to start? We're seeing show trials of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and the media keeps saying the man who did 9/11 is having his trial. The man who did 9/11 is having his trial. That'd be like if they arrested me for something and said, well, Alex Jones is going to have a trial for what he did now. What's wrong with this picture? Are there Muslim extremists? Are there terrorists that want to attack Western targets? Yes, there are. Are there some real terror attacks? Most assuredly. Should we give up all of our rights and roll around on the ground in fear and have the TSA grope our one-year-old daughters and sons and molest old ladies and put us in microwave ovens because of it? No. Has the system used terror, manufactured and real, to take our basic liberties and set up a police state? Yes. Has America been hijacked by foreign banks? Yes. Are people starting to wake up to this in the U.S. and worldwide? Yes. Is the system striking back with a total attack on free speech, private property, the family, the liberty movement? Yes. There is a war going on. But I'm going to get into 9/11 defendants ignore judge at Guantanamo hearing and start basically trying to say that it's all staged. They want to kill us, get us out of here. We're not pleading guilty. Ladies and gentlemen, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was in custody for 6-plus years before he admitted to carrying out 9/11. And then they had him grow the big beard and get all scary and put a turban on his head for TV cameras. 6 years, and they brag in the U.S. and European media, you can go look it up, that they tortured him for 6 years and he would not say he did 9/11. And sign on to all these fake email statements that have been put out in his name. Until they brought his son in and said, we're going to torture him. And then he said, I'll say whatever you want. He confessed to bombing a building that wasn't built until 4 years after he was in custody. My point is, you can't have a secret military tribunal with evidence obtained through torture. I mean, they can grab anybody and torture you and have you come out and say that you did these things. I mean, when our soldiers got shot down over Vietnam, our Air Force men and others, Navy aviators got shot down. There's the famous cases of them blinking on the televised newscast that the North Vietnamese put out that they were tortured. You cannot torture someone and then use that information in court. I mean, how many cases? I see cases every day where it's admitted that people are on death row who were totally innocent, and the police and prosecutors knew it and could care less and are on record bragging that it was just all about making themselves look good for re-election. I mean, we've got these cases right here in Central Texas. So you better know that there are a lot of cases of people being set up and that you cannot trust this system. And then you look at the case of 9/11, you have not one, but two passports being found that day that survived the supposed aircraft fireballs and were found on the ground in 6 feet of dust and hundreds of millions of papers and documents. Impossible that both passports would survive. Even one is one in a trillion probably or more. One in tretagillion for that matter. And the fact that they would find them, that is like saying you found a real live garden gnome smoking a pipe in your backyard. Or you found a real live bunny rabbit laying eggs on Easter morning. Folks, it's not true. And then I could go into hundreds, literally, hundreds of other things about 9/11 that are lies. And then they lie to you about WMDs. And they lie to you about everything else and they get caught. Because the Federal Reserve is private and has totally taken the federal government and the mainstream media over. And there is no lie they won't feed you. Hey, did Al-Qaeda and Project Shad take thousands of U.S. troops and in many cases kill them with chemical, biologicals, and radiologicals? I'm asking you that question. Are you going to look up Project Shad? I'm sure you've heard of testing lethal substances on troops and foster children. Did Al-Qaeda do that? No, the supposed people that run our government did it. And I raise this because here it is in the New America today. Circuit court grants qualified immunity to torture memos, author John Yoo, White House lawyer and advisor, who said, we can bury people alive, we can crush someone's child's sexual organs in front of them to make them talk. Bush authorized the torture. When people got caught doing it, they were sent to prison, and then Bush published a book 2 years ago bragging he ordered the torture. But they sent the people who got caught to prison. And the Army's own report, just look up Army report on Abu Ghraib torture, one of hundreds of camps worldwide, black sites, admits children, just type in, children were raped in U.S. camps. And it is admitted, the Army's own report, and I cannot say on air what they did to these children, but it involved battery acid in orifices. Now, if you think raping children with battery acid is good, then, and I heard a good old boy call into local talk radio this week, and he said, those people over there won't do what we want. We ought to just kill all of them. Really, did you know our government put in the radical Muslims in every major country after World War II? I mean, you didn't know about Operation Ajax? Look it up. Our government isn't our government. They don't want those countries to do well. Our government put Al-Qaeda in charge of Libya, LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post. So stop telling me I need to give up all my rights because magic passports fall from the sky and our criminal government ships guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Just like they ship Muslim extremists in to take my rights. Just like they ship guns by the tens of thousands and hand grenades to Mexico to try to ban guns. And those documents have now been released that they were and still blamed on the Second Amendment. They also... The government on record put the underwear bomber on the plane, clearly drugged out of his mind. It was all a big setup. Our witnesses saw it on the plane. We broke it here first. It was admitted in congressional testimony. And now, what has FBI, federal marshals, and state police sent me, amongst others, that have made national news over and over again, that people never believe the first few days until the federal government is asked about it, and they say, yeah, that's our document, we're investigating, and are going to arrest whoever released it. As if you can arrest whistleblowers for your criminal activity. Well, you're sure trying. Who is the number one terror threat? They tell you it's for Muslims with turbans on their heads who they go and torture to confess to things that happened when they were in prison. Returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, Alex Jones, people like that. Get us out of the UN stickers. This whole thing is for you. And they now said last week the war on terror is over, but the TSA is going to be on the streets sticking their hands down your pants.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I want to get into all the other news because it's big. What you're about to hear is so hardcore, it's off the chart. I hope everybody pays attention to this information and checks it out for themselves. But here's the deal. We got secret documents 4 years ago that we then published that were confirmed to be accurate, MIAC Homeland Security documents and many others, all at InfoWars.com, that good people inside the system sent us, where they said, we don't even see Al-Qaeda as a threat. We're not even going to deal with it, not even 1% of our time. That's a PR function. The number one threat is returning veterans, libertarians, conservatives, gun owners, Amish, landowners, basically people like Hank Williams Jr. Hank Williams Jr. is evil. Okay? Charlie Daniels evil. George Washington evil. Alex Jones evil. Ron Paul evil. Ron Paul's mentioned in these. Documentary filmmakers. I've been mentioned in reports. And this is what they do. If you understand the game plan, you're the enemy. Because America has been conquered not by a foreign army, but by a corporatocracy. Same one that's captured Europe, and they now brag they've captured it. And it's so frustrating to see adults go around like children. And to see fathers with their sons and daughters at the gym, with their mothers, loving, upstanding, good people. And to tell they're totally naive. And to go to church and talk to naive people. And to just see them everywhere. And you talk to people, they're either awake or they have no idea. They really believe the media cares about them. They really believe the government loves them and is run by a bunch of good people. Or they understand we're not in Kansas anymore. And this is what's frustrating. This is what's frustrating to me. Is that we have such incredibly corrupt individuals in control of our society. They've been caught lying, cheating, stealing. They're involved trying to destroy our economy to consolidate it on record while posing as our saviors. And they're propped up by the system. I mean, I saw photos of Obama's big campaign kickoff. There must have been in a big sports stadium no more than 2,000 people there. I mean, if I did a free event, it'd have 10,000 people at it. I mean, I have paid events where 2,000 show up. I mean, every time we have an event, we have to turn people away. I've never had an event that didn't sell out that I know of. But again, I don't have the big corporate whore media telling everybody that I'm, you know, God's gift to this green earth. Ron Paul can have 10,000, 15,000, 5,000, no media coverage. Mitt Romney has to pay a few hundred to be there. Same thing with Obama. It's a joke. Now, did Obama have giant throngs out there by the millions when he got inaugurated? Yeah, they all thought they were about to get a free house, free car, free everything. Because people would go to the town halls and say, when he was president-elect and say, I'm going to get a free house. I'm going to get a free car. And he'd go, yes, you are, my little sweetie. Of course, you got the opposite, didn't you? I mean, every new president, it just gets worse because the level of deception is so off the charts. What is the big point I want to get here to before I get to the top news and then give the number out to take your calls out of our guests joining us in studio? It is so elementary, and that's why it's hard for some people to get. It is so simple that it's hard for some people to grasp. Because if you just take what you're being fed at face value, you have no way to ever even understand what's happening to you. But if you just change your perspective by a few degrees and study history, anybody that's read a wide spectrum of history knows exactly what's happening right now. Criminal elements are staging terror attacks and other events to pose as saviors to take our liberties and our freedoms. And now, 10 years after the staged events of 9/11, you notice what I told you 4 or 5 years ago has now been announced. All over New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, every day now. The Atlantic this week. It's the war on terror against Al-Qaeda is over. It's been basically won. Obama said that at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan last week. But then But the war against the domestic terrorists has just begun, and they're about to strike. And they're telling the local police, the gun owners are about to start killing you. The veterans are going to attack you. That's what all the training manuals say. And they're buying giant wheeled, armored, and treaded armored vehicles that look like something out of a science fiction movie with Homeland Security on the side. They're federalizing the local police, federalizing the local SWAT teams, openly shutting down Chicago for the NATO summit and any other globalist event. They're saying TSA body scanners on street corners, searches everywhere, Bill of Rights suspended, no protest allowed. And they're having these meetings every few months in different cities. And they bring in cops from all over to train them for martial law. It's little mini martial laws. And they say the war on terror is over. But the TSA is going to be in every city of the U.S. They're now in San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas, on the streets, searching randomly at checkpoints. They're bringing in several hundred armored pillboxes to set up on the highways, mobile armored pillboxes. It's all over the news, warrantless searches. They just I watched a movie yesterday while I was on the treadmill jogging. I forget the name of it. It's like every movie. I watch action movies when I'm jogging because I can jog further on the treadmill when I'm doing that. It's like listening to rock and roll when you jog on the street. But it's too many cars on the street to do it. But the point is, I was watching a movie and they go, oh, it's just a routine police checkpoint. They're out in the countryside and the spy's running away from some other spies. And, oh, it's just a routine police checkpoint, the driver of the car that she's with says. It's just a routine. And it's routine to show black ski mask and checkpoints in all the movies, every movie, and the Bill of Rights is bad. You're being bombarded. You're being conditioned. And rolling over to it is losing and failing. Men, life is not watching ESPN and acting tough. Life is not just being a corporate yes man and getting ahead. That's not how you get ahead. It's why America is getting behind. And in the final equation, this is what I'm trying to say to you. The war on terror was always a war on America. It was always a war on your liberty. It was always a system to overthrow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The Rand Corporation said 2 years before 9/11. They write most of the big white papers for DARPA and the Pentagon. It's openly foreign bank run. The troops aren't evil, but those running them are. They said, we're going to use terrorism to take everybody's liberties. Here's how we're going to federalize the police. Here's how we're going to put threat fusion centers in. The big terror attacks will hit in the next few years. And when we do, we're going to take everybody's freedom. Dick Cheney wrote the PNAC document September 20, 2000. He said we need a Pearl Harbor-style event to transform America into a police state and launch global government. I just gave you the name of the document. Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000. Read it. He said, we'll also use race-specific bioweapons in the next phase to cull the population. Read it. Even my own local paper, as bad as it is, covered that back in September of 2000. 1 year before 9/11. This is the real world. Not the fantasy land you get from television every day. This is the real world. So, the war on terror, they're telling you, is over, but the TSA and the feds are going to be everywhere on you because you're the terrorist. And you see these big, giant black tanks? They're for you. And now they admit, oh, we are getting ready for civil unrest and mass arrest. When we come back, Obama mentor called for killing 25 million Americans in re-education camps. We have the documents. Oh, yes, I'm going to cover that. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition. We're going to look at the government crime syndicate staged terror attack of Oklahoma City in the last 45 minutes of the second hour. Coming up in the next segment, the segment after that, we're going to be taking your phone calls on any of these issues I've raised. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. First-time callers. I want to add that point, 877-789-ALEX is the Sunday number, different than the weekday show because we completely produce the show right here in this office on Sundays. Still, some of it gets done up in Minnesota on the weekdays, 12 noon centrals when that show kicks off. Look, a story like this that I covered Thursday and that I then covered Friday on the Friday show is so huge that it's just like the NDAA, where Obama asked Congress to pass a law saying he could secretly arrest and disappear Americans. And that's what the bill said. Constitutional law scholars came out and said that's what it said. The authors admitted that's what it said. And the public said it can't be real. And the corporate media said it couldn't be real until after they passed it. Then they said, oh, yeah, that's for you. Well, that just shows the government's totally criminal and illegitimate. And remember, the war on terror now is not about Al-Qaeda. They're the good guys given control of Libya. They're using them to attack Syria. They keep saying Assad's not being nice. And in the ceasefire, Al-Qaeda's breaking it, blowing up police stations. But that's like buried in the news. I'm no fan of Assad. I could care less. Except the globalists, not America, but the globalists that have used our wealth to put military bases in 130-something countries. You ever seen the map of the world with U.S. military bases on it? Those aren't U.S. bases. Those are banker bases. Those are Federal Reserve bases. We've got to start understanding that. And the globalists hate us even more than other countries they're attacking. So here's the headline at Infowars.com. It's a boil-down piece that I had Paul Watson put up with Thursday, Friday, and Saturday's video and text reports all put into one. Obama mentor called for 25 million Americans to be killed in re-education camps. This came out in federal court with the Weathermen. And I'm going to play a video clip of one of the inner circle of the Weathermen who would go out and give the orders to the subgroups directly from Obama's main mentors, like Bill Ayers, who directly said, kill 25 million people. And you notice that's why he didn't really get in trouble and got released from prison soon. And pardoned by Bill Clinton and the rest of it, because these are good people, according to the New World Order. And see, they run things now. But they're not really communist. The mega rich are always waging war against the middle class and new wealth. That's on record. All right, let's continue here. Here's the article Thursday that came out that, by the way, is declassified. This is on the Army's own website. But the media has spent 3 days. First, it was Alex Jones, Infowars.com, claims this document. And now, today, if you just type my name into Google News, or put it in a general, put re-education camp or similar things in, you'll get all these mainstream articles going, oh, yeah, I guess it is real. Well, maybe re-education is needed. Leaked U.S. Army document online, plans for re-education camps in America. Political activists would be pacified to sympathize with the government in PSYOP Center. And then we have the clergy response teams, the preachers admitting through InfraGuard they've been prepared. The document is titled FM3-39-40, Internment and Resettlement Operations for Overseas or Domestically. It says how to get our Social Security numbers. It says the president can void posse comitatus now selectively, just like he says he can launch wars without congressional approval. Remember that? They're doing whatever they want. A federal court says John Yoo has a waiver over law to be able to order torture. That's what a circuit court says. The CIA director says they can operate domestically, even though the law still stands they can, and says your appliances are spying on you a month ago. Remember that? Everything I told you now out in the open. I even saw articles in Reuters a week and a half ago admitting the government's running child kidnapping rings. But it's like, oh, yeah, they grab kids all over the world and sell them into sex slavery. No big deal, though. Al-Qaeda, did I tell you how scary they are? Give up your rights or they'll get you. By the way, Al-Qaeda is not our enemy anymore. It's those patriots. See all these black armored vehicles and surveillance and drones? That's for you. You don't like the world government that doesn't exist. And then Paul Watson had an even bigger article with screenshots of the 300-plus page government PDF where it explains dozens of times it's for U.S. citizens and the re-education camps and torture and how to duct tape your mouth and how to separate the men, women, and children. And the prisoner's Social Security numbers is in 7-16 section, and still the public can't believe it. Still the public can't believe it. Can you believe you got socialist health care coming in? Can you believe you got wide open borders? Can you believe the government, when ICE does fake raids on illegals for the news, every time on record AP reports, they take them and give them You know, every time it's one of these big fake raids of a meatpacking place or whatever, or Walmart, they give them green cards on the spot. Kind of like the show fence they built part of. They had illegals build it, Fox News AP as well. So, here you go. This is what's going on. And notice that re-education camp is directly out of the Soviet model. They use the term re-education. Psychological warfare officers for re-education. And by the way, I noticed there's all these recently retired or out of the Army and Marines. PSYOP officers are suddenly going all over YouTube with their documents, their names, going, yeah, it's all real. The good thing is the military at the grassroots level and even the mid-level officer level is salt of the earth good people, and they're blowing the whistle. You know, I opened the phones up all last week with military, police calling in going, it's all real, it's true, it's terrible. We're being trained to take on the American people. We're using police locally to raid gun dealers. Oh, yeah, the military dresses up with police illegally to raid gun dealers all over the country. There's a giant covert illegal operation that's now lining up like the Nazis lining up on the border of Poland in 1940 or 1939. And then how did Hitler do it? He staged a terror attack against his own military base and blamed it on the Poles. Gliwice. Look up Gliwice. Just Hitler staged terror attack. Gliwice. Mainline history. This is what the bankers do. This is how they do it. They control the whore media, the globalist collaborator media. They've got a collaborator population. It's like I live in a fascist country, folks, if you study history. I was at the YMCA, and all there was around me this weekend working out was support the troops, the military loves you, and environmental propaganda. You'd think I was in the Soviet Russia. Let me give you a newsflash. When you're in a country and everywhere you go and every TV show you watch, whether it's the Super Bowl or Kentucky Derby or the YMCA, and all it is about troops and troops in uniforms at the Kite Festival and TSA running checkpoints and, oh my gosh, watch your neighbor. That's not a free society. And it's not that the military's bad. It's that there, we've got a couple graphics at Infowars.com. Every day we put up a new political satire piece. And have one of those moments. What do you call it when you put up a... you have to hit the mic. Go ahead. I can't hear you. No. It's not an epiphany. Yeah, those mics are always too low. I don't understand it. I don't even know why we even have them. But that's fine. No, I mean a political... cartoon. What do you call those? Yeah, no, I know what satire is. No. What do you call cartoons? What do you call cartoon art? What do you call that in the newspaper? Comics, political comic. Yeah, but that's not the proper term. It'll come to me in a moment. Everybody out there listening on the radio knows the name. But continuing, it says, well, I don't agree with Hitler's policies, but I still believe that we should support our troops. And it shows Nazis marching down the road in Nazi Germany and an old woman talking to an old man. And that's exactly what the Germans said. The tyrants say the troops want more wars. The tyrants say the troops want to be on the streets. The tyrants say that support the troops, let the TSA stick their hands down your pants. This is fascism.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, before I went to break, I was having one of those moments where I couldn't draw up the proper name for something. At the bottom of Infowars.com, every day on the right-hand side, Kurt Nemo and other great webmasters and writers over there post powerful political cartoons or political art. And there's one called from NewWorldDigest.com. Well, I don't agree with Hitler's policies, but I still believe that we should support our troops. And it's very powerful. Maybe we'll put that on screen for people. It shows a tank rolling down the middle of a Berlin square with troops goose-stepping. And an old lady's talking to an old man. And that is exactly what's going on in this country. And don't say you weren't warned, Because I want to explain something to you. The Congress has been told they're not over war yet. The Congress has been told they don't get to see PDD 51. The Congress has been told they don't get details of the NSA Center that they admit spies on the American people without warrants that they've built in Utah. I mean, I've got a CNET news article where the FBI openly admits they're spying on everybody without warrants now and is demanding that all the new software coming out has back doors so they can go in without warrants. That's not a free society. So again, you go to the bottom of Infowars.com, right-hand side to see that. Also, in the featured stories area, there's another cartoon, and it says bank. And it shows a little robber coming in with his mask on, holding up a gun. And there are three bank tellers dressed as robbers as well, laughing because they're about, you know, 20 feet tall compared to him, because they're the real robbers. Okay? Yeah, there's the Nazi one. And then you've got the one with the robbers that say Banco. That's, I guess that's out of France or Spain. The point is it wake up? Wake up. This is out of control. We've now got army manuals on how they're going to take people to re-education camps for their political views. This is out of control. The Congress is told, sit down and shut up. They send in the generals now with the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman and the rest of them, and arrogantly tell Congress, no, you're not in charge anymore. The UN is. I've played those clips over and over again. This is treason. This is a joke. Look at Europe. You know, they've thrown out Sarkozy now, and the socialist has been put in. Exactly who they wanted. And now they've put socialist Hollande in there. He's won the French presidency. Merkel's in trouble. She's loses power in the state election. Soon she'll be out. Angry voters deliver blow to Greece's ruling coalition. The problem is, in most of these countries, they just put in the second string owned by the bankers. And who's funding Agenda 21 and UN takeovers and all this? Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, number one funders of it. They want to get rid of your property rights because they want to use government to take your property and give it to them. Now, this video is of Larry Grathwohl, who, and this all came out in federal court. We have the documents, the articles, all of it linked at the top of Infowars.com. We played this many times over the years. But notice he's talking about Bill Ayers, the guy that helped put Obama through college, who helped pay for his house, his mentor, who said in these Weatherman meetings and giving orders out to be sent out to the subcommittees that we're going to take over America, we're going to bring in foreign troops. That's now in official documents. NLE 09, National Level Exercise 09, FEMA, with troops from 15 foreign countries. They said, we're going to come into America and we're going to take tens of millions of people, well, over that, to these re-education camps, and we're going to kill 25 million people. And folks, they mean business. Okay? They're not setting up checkpoints and threat fusion centers and giant black tanks and federalizing the police for Al-Qaeda. I told you, Al-Qaeda works for them. That's now admitted. They now admit it's for you. It's for you. America has been hijacked. America has been taken over. I don't know how else to tell you. And a lot of people are waking up. That's why they're selling 5 million guns a month. Let's go to this clip and then to your phone calls. Here is from the 1982 documentary, breaking this down with Larry Grathwohl. Here it is.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. You know, we become responsible then for administrating, you know, 250 million people.
They want to kill you.
And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest.
Hit pause. Back it up 5 seconds. Homeland Security was always for the American people. And while they've got you saluting plastic made in China American flags bought at Walmart while they've got you busy taking your flu shot and getting Alzheimer's, while they're busy doing all this, while you're busy worshiping the system as if that's patriotism, you've always been the enemy. And now it's announced. White Al-Qaeda is the number one threat. Domestic threats. They're not worried about foreign enemies. It was always for you because the enemies, the same people that ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, the terrorist, that was a problem, reaction, solution, false flag, they are in control. But only by recognizing that do we have any hope to turn this around. And by the way, we are turning it around. Continue.
In establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
That's from the documentary No Place to Hide. And that all came out in federal court. They admitted to this. Now, the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, they openly fund this communist movement. The UN is saying break off the Southwest and give it to Mexico right now. I told you that was coming years ago. This is not a game. And I've been sent by police the training videos where FEMA, I mean, it's in my film Road to Tyranny. You can watch it for free online. Talk about, it's right out of Red Dawn, where they got everybody in a re-education camp, and they're saying the founding fathers are pieces of filth and all this. Forget Red Dawn, some Hollywood image of a commie takeover. I have FEMA teaching a room full of Kansas City police, firemen, and sheriff's deputies that the founding fathers were evil, that George Washington was bad. And I could open the phones up right now and take calls from police in 50 states saying they've been given that training. There are cops listening right now getting chills who've been given the same training. Come on! They're saying George Washington's bad! They're the enemy! I mean, how hard does this have to get? And the reason I get so angry is I got 50 phone calls here I want to take. I got guests coming up that came all the way here from Oklahoma. They're actually here locally for an event, but I heard they were here and got them in here. The point is, I'm just going crazy. I just want to warn people. I just want to get the word out about this. I want to stop these globalists. I want my country back. I want to recognize this criminality. The Congress says you cannot shut down power plants, coal power plants, under UN rules. Obama says go to hell and did it, but only so his buddies made money. It's not even about the environment. And moves our jobs to China and pays $20 plus billion in bailout money to move the Volt and Cadillac factories to China. Look it up. I told people that 2 years ago. They didn't believe it. It's all over the news last week that they've now finished them. You paid to move it. Only an enemy would do that. And if you think Mitt Romney's going to save you, he's bought and paid for. The big banks want this. We are under sustained siege culturally, psychologically, spiritually, economically. You are the enemy. The globalists hate the Iraqis because they were free. Because they were under their control. And they hate you even more. The New World Order hates the American people 110%. And the day you realize that, the day you realize this isn't our government, the day you realize crooks have taken this country over, is the day we start turning this thing around. Look at the fascism all around you. It's a synthesis of fascism and communism. That's what the bankers create. The globalists are exempt offshore, a fascist combine, controlling you through socialism and communism. Hour number two, only minutes away. Stay with us. Your phone calls and more. The Republic will resist the death camps of Obama.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, that's why I get frustrated and overheat and start gibbering. I've covered about 2-3 stacks out of about 15. We got guests coming up. I'm going to get to all the calls that are on the board one way or another. Let's go to Matt in California, then Wiley, Carol, Dan, Amanda, Zach, Eric, Mike, Stephen, Edward. We'll get to at least those calls today, or I'll punch myself in the nose. Matt in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, dude, I'm so pumped to finally talk to you, man. It's amazing, your work. I love you, man. I'm a first-time caller. I'm down here in San Diego, right here in the front lines of tyranny, you know, just like the rest of America. But I have a few topics to bring up, if that's okay.
Hit me hard, brother. We don't screen your calls.
All right, man. Awesome. Well, I want to ask you about the Blueprint of Mad Men, because I know the intro is funny and it's hilarious, and it makes sense to everybody that understands what's happening in America. And I honestly do believe it's hilarious. But the people that don't know what's happening...
I'm working for Janet.
Say again?
Do it for Janet.
Well, I was just going to say that, yeah, like the people that don't understand, I feel like they just kind of like turn it off within the five, because, you know, it's a 5-minute intro. And
now, listen, brother, I hear you. I mean, I did that as just a one-off thing for PrisonPlanet.tv members and to show at a few events on the road. And it is what it is. I'm certainly not perfect. So tell you what, make a film, brother.
It's amazing. You hit with the information so hard. It's so clear. It's perfect. But I just feel like we need to get it trending, something kind of like the Tony video. We could get people talking about it on Facebook.
No, I hear you. Listen. The info in that film we just did in a few weeks quickly. I've attended a big, high-production deal on the Total Eugenics Master Plan. I'm just so busy launching nightly news shows, doing interviews, everything else. What's your other point?
Well, I just wanted to say I was at Ron Paul at UCSD just yesterday, and that was amazing. Probably like 6,500 people turn out. It was good to see all those people.
Did you see the photos of Obama launching his campaign, and there wasn't even a few thousand there?
looking exactly like Romney's campaign out there in Detroit, where he's got, you know, a couple hundred people.
But they got
up, right?
The electronic voting machines.
Oh, it's ridiculous. But I just want to say that I'm out here trying to support, man. I'm posting flyers around the school about 9/11 tonight. I'm going to hang up a bunch more. I'm going to hang up the InfoWars sign right by the freeway. I'm down here at San Diego State, so I'm hitting the college crowd. And, you know,
Matt, you are awesome. Do you have a Facebook or Twitter or something?
I do have Facebook. I don't know. Should I say it on
air? Yeah, give it out if you want help. Yeah.
Okay, my name is Matt, and the last name Emershy, Emershy. I need people. I need info warriors down here to help me. We need to wake these people up, because down here it's tough. You know, these colleges.
Good job. Keep it up. And we're going to put another film out with all that info without the joke intro. But I did that to get to people to show the ridiculousness of all this Homeland Security paranoia. Wiley in Nevada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I have a quick question. Lately, with all the speculation of Obama's fake birth certificate and fake social security number and whatnot, why hasn't Congressman Ron Paul addressed this issue?
Because I don't think he knows it's a tar baby. You can't prove one way or the other. I mean, we know Obama's covering up. We know he's been caught lying. We know he's got all these other fake names, Barry Sotaro, dead people, social security numbers. We know he's not who he says he is. He's a cutout. He's been sheep dipped. He's a black operator, you know, a secret operator. He's whole family CIA. We know that. But Ron Paul realizes politically that he can't 100% prove it. He can prove the Federal Reserve's private and destroying this economy.
Right. Like I said, I would like to say that I work in the service industry, and the numbers on the on TV is definitely false. Roughly, I speak to about 10,000 people a week off and on, and there's literally three-quarters of America that is rooting for Ron Paul right now.
No, I know. The system is totally panicking. As I told you 3-4 months ago, he won Iowa, he won Maine, he won Nevada. It was proven. And now the news goes, he did win, doesn't matter. They stole the things up front, so it would look like he wasn't the front runner, so folks would get scared of Obama and go with Romney. But you're right. It's a hoax, and we're calling their hoax. Obama can't even get 2,000 people out. I could go to UT and probably have 10,000. I've had 2,000 before without even promoting it. We'll be right back. It's a paper tiger. It's a hoax.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, there's 10 FEMA regions over the United States, and they have re-education centers they admit, to re-educate you and your family, to take your children away from you and torture you. And they talk about how to duct tape you, how to break you up from your family in the Army field document. And now the document's been admitted to be real, so people are now defending it. Hey, have the president secretly arrest us. Have the CIA operate domestically. Oh, it's not for Al-Qaeda, it's for the American people. We're the enemy of the bankers that took over. Oh, we'll see how that flies. Welcome to hour number two. We have in-studio guests coming up. Let's continue with your calls. Carol is calling in from FEMA Region 5. Which former state do you live in under the new foreign banker occupation? Which FEMA center under the 10 governors do you live under, Carol?
Hi, Alex. It's good to finally talk to you. Can you hear me?
Yes. What state are you in?
Minnesota.
Okay. Welcome from FEMA Region 5. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I have a quick question and comment, and then I want to report on something that happened to us recently. My question is, my son and I are planning a trip to Chantilly to join you for the Bilderberg protest. What date are you planning to be there?
Okay, we're 99% sure that from the last day of this month to the 3rd, they're at the Chantilly, Virginia Marriott, the global elite that the media said didn't exist and we were insane. Now the Washington Post admits, yeah, they do actually basically pick who the two presidential candidates are. They decide who the media gets behind and they run things. Washington Post 2 weeks ago just bragged, your slaves shut up and enjoy it. So I plan to be there by the last day of May through the 3rd, and I will be there outside bullhorning them and taking photos of the non-existent group the entire time, and I am calling for thousands to be there. We're 99% sure. In fact, I meant tomorrow to start beating the drum to tell everybody to be there. So everybody from all over the country needs to be there.
My comment is, I'm a frustrated info warrior. I keep trying to warn people and help them to wake up by sending emails and using Facebook. But nobody seems to care or is listening. My son's got about 20 of your bumper stickers on his van. And now I had some business cards printed up with your info on. So we're going to keep trying to help people wake up. But
well, you know, Carol, I either get people calling in saying everybody they know is waking up and we hear those calls, or they're not having a big effect. A lot of times if you kind of do it from a position of, oh, it's not doing too well, people... most of the public is on fluoride, brain damage, and you're not going to help them. They don't count. It's always a minority, just like our founding fathers, who are going to be able to take it back. So keep doing what you're doing. We're going to launch the social network in the next few weeks, meet like-minded people in Minnesota there, and work together on that front. God bless you. Keep it up. Okay, let's go to Dan in Hawaii. Dan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Aloha, Alex from Hawaii. I have a story. It broke a couple about a month and a half back, but the mayor actually suspended the police chief of the island and his two deputy assistants against the votes of the police commission. He's, you know, the police commission voted to reinstate him after the mayor took it, you know, on his authority to suspend the three top cops for the island, and only after the police commission voted to reinstate them and public outcry was the police chief and the two assistants reinstated.
Okay, do you think that was good or bad?
I'm sorry?
Most people don't know about what's happening in Hawaii. Is that good or bad?
It's good because it kind of woke some people up going, hey, you know, we see bad things happening on the mainland. It really kind of shook me up going, hey, you know, I'm on the smallest island. I'm on Kauai. And people were going, hey, this isn't right. The mayor doesn't have the authority to do this. And the mayor actually suspended the police chief and then jetted off to the Oscars or the Emmy because one of the movies was shot on our island. So he
There's other stuff going on as well. There's things like cases where take Quartzsite, Arizona, where the police suspend the mayor and the city council. So I know that's wrong. Okay, but I do appreciate your call. You know, I'm worried about a lot of these commissions actually trumping elected representatives. But I can't comment on that story because I'm not up on it. Most talk show hosts will just act like they know what they're talking about. If I haven't researched something, I'm not going to comment on it. But thank you, Dan. Amanda in Kansas City, you're on the air.
Dude, Alex, happy Sunday, man. Nice to be on the phone with you.
God bless you. Welcome.
I just wanted to call and encourage this, man. We are out here in the Midwest. We are fighting and people are waking up. Not only are we pushing to get Ron Paul, but we are starting by taking back our communities. Other than that, I wanted to bring up a topic to you. There is a war being waged for our youth, and it is literally a mindlessness, a lifestyle of recklessness. I work in retail, and there's one of these stores in every mall all across America, even to Alaska and Hawaii. Literally, Alex, there is merchandise being sold that says, in big, bold, black letters, this brand is a cult. You've got Medusa heads on T-shirts that says the ruling elite underneath. You've got Freemason imagery everywhere.
No, I know. I see it. Again, every culture right before it collapses, the children get into death and destruction and into nihilism. And, you know, they're not worried that reactors are melting down in Japan and radiating us. The government says, you know, even though different isotopes in some cases are thousands of times what they should be, they just say nutritious. And so it's a general decadence and what societies do right before they collapse. And it's very, very sickening. A lot of youth are actually waking up. If you explain to them that there is value in life, there is a quest for liberty, you know, there are greater ideas to be involved in something epic, and that life is magic, and that the stars are all around us, and that beautiful moon last night, and that there's love and honor, and going and volunteering at a nursing home to go visit and just read and hold an old person's hand. That is what children and young people, you're not going to find fulfillment in death and destruction and drugs and Satanism. You're going to find it in standing up for goodness. And you're going to find it in being persecuted for good. That will open the universe up to you. If you want to be shunted and stunted, then give in to the dark side. The dark side is a joke compared to the good.
That's the truth. But also, one other thing I wanted to bring up. All across America, all we need to do is go and Google, look up on the internet, old not being used military bases. There's one in every city, and that is what it's stated. There's information on Richard Skibauer Air Force Base down in Grandview, just south of Kansas City, how it's being reactivated. Army PSYOPs battalions have been stationed there and absolutely confirming what this document that's just leaked, that it is ready for the American people, and they are activating these sites.
Just they have the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. They have the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. I've been to countless urban warfare drills where they train to take our guns and break our families up, and I gave you the Clergy Response Team documents 3 years before they were declassified. Now they have newscasts with preachers going, during martial law, we tell you, turn your guns in and go to the camp. It's of the Lord. I mean, preachers listening right now have been given the training. They know it's real. It's total fascism. I appreciate your call. Let me tell you, most of these preachers will tell you to march into these death camps. They'll be there going, of the Lord, communism, blow their heads off. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. These are demons. The general public has been turned into goblin creatures. Look at them, slovenly, cowardly, gibbering idiots. But those of us that are awake aren't going along with it. Zach in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead. We got a minute and a half before we got a break.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones. I'm ready, baby. And what I have to say is everybody keeps on calling in, fired up. And all I want to say is we're weathering the storm. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel, sir. And what I want to know is there's only so much that we can do on the home front here in Nashville, here across the Mid-South. I want to know who exactly do I need to get in contact with to put myself in a position where I can actually be heard for what I have to say, just like you, sir. Tell me how you started out. I already know all the long stories.
Well, here's the thing. It takes time to grow to the next level. We're trying after years to launch a social network that won't crash when it gets hundreds of thousands of members like has happened in the past. We're going to do a lot of other things to try to get people organized together. But basically, do a local access show. Start a local once-a-week newspaper just in your area. You know, call into talk radio. Start an organization. Go to city council and speak. Just, you don't have to overturn the whole system yourself. Start small, and then big things will happen.
Be faithful in the small things, be faithful in big things. And I appreciate everything you're doing, sir. I just know that I can do this, and I want it to be put in positions where I can. And I know if I have a mentor like you or someone else in my personal life that I can mentor 24-7.
Sure. Expose the election fraud. That they now admit Ron Paul won all those first states, but they told the lemmings he didn't, so they would think he couldn't win. As they kept telling you he couldn't win. We had a guy calling earlier. He's going to do an InfoWars.com banner hang later. InfoWars.com is the front line. So that's a great meeting point. Just wait till later this week when I launch this new offensive. We'll be back with our guest. More of your calls coming up. All right, for the next two segments, we're going to be talking to our guests, and then they'll ride shotgun with us in the final segment to talk to Zach, Eric, Mike, Steve, Edward, and others. We're here on this Sunday. And that's why I work so hard, because this country is in a stranglehold. The globalists have taken over. But it's fraudulent what they've done. So if we can call them out, we can reverse it. That's why they call real Americans extremists. That's why they demonize us. But look at what extremists said would happen 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago. It's all happening. Oh, they weren't extremists. They were informed, good people that were involved and didn't care about the NFL and Dancing with the Stars and, you know, going and hiring hookers all day. They were people that didn't want to be slaves. Because being a man isn't about acting tough all day. It's about being involved. Now, Holland van den Nieuwenhof, the writer and one of the producers on A Noble Lie, the only modern, well-produced documentary proving Oklahoma City 17 years ago was an inside government op, he is here in studio with us, along with Chris Emery, co-producer and narrator of A Noble Lie, that I should add is available at InfoWars.com. But the point is, anybody questions inside job government bombings? This is the same attorney general, he was deputy attorney general then, who got caught shipping hand grenades and guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. I want to get into this in the brief time we have with you guys, but first off, what do you make being a Marine? What do you make of all of this openly admitting re-education camps for those of us that don't love the government? I guess we're supposed to just get on the army trucks and give them our kids and go on down there. But I guess the American people are buying 5 million guns a month. I don't think they're going to get on the trucks.
I don't think so at all, and it's amazing that that documentation has come out, because we all knew it was true and we all knew it was out there, but to see it actually on paper, that they're actually planning this, and the only question I really have is, do you really expect to be able to pull this off as smoothly as you're putting it down on paper? Because I don't think the people are going to walk into those camps of their own free will.
All the Marines, you know, what would they do?
Well, it's probably half and half, to be true. I mean, half the military will pretty much do anything they're told. But another half, they're capable of introspective thought and capable of really looking at what their oath meant. And I think that at the very least, they would be reluctant, and a very large amount would outright refuse to carry out these orders. I knew Marines who I had told when I was in, I said, if we ever get these orders, I'm refusing them, and I'm just letting you that know that right now. And they were
fine. Because there's been constant training for it. I mean, I've been to the drills. What do you make of this?
I think it's straight out of the pages of Nazi Party and Stalin, and it's unacceptable. I will fight to defend my home and my family at the doorstep. If it comes to that, I'm not going to give up.
Well, the thing is, if I was single, I could say, well, politically things change. I might survive the camp. But with kids, it's just like, you know what? I can't give them over to the pedophile government. It's just, that's it. Okay, fine. And can you imagine? But then they said they're going to bring in foreign troops after that. They plan on the military and police being destroyed by us. They plan on having us have a civil war. Comments on that?
Well, I think that's basically what's going to happen, because they're going to, in the first opening days of whatever horrific event is going to allow them to start hauling people off to camps, a lot of cops and officers are just going to follow orders. But if they destroy themselves trying to throw American citizens into camps, and I don't think they were going to be able to do it. They're going to have to bring in.
Can you imagine what's going to happen to them?
Admiral Yamamoto, supreme leader of the Japanese Imperial Navy, says that there was no way that he would come in and take over the U.S., because there's going to be a gun behind every blade of grass. I don't think these people understand the...
This isn't 95 when they bombed it and acted like saviors. Exactly. People know about the White House memo saying they should bomb again.
Well, we see after Katrina, just a couple days after that, that a third of the police force refused to show up to work. They were either going home to protect their families or they had trouble with the orders they had been given. So they do know that they're going to have to bring in these outside disconnected units to do this. Like they brought in a National Guard unit from Arkansas to patrol the streets in Louisiana, brought in people from out of town. Well, you take that to a level farther, bring someone from out of the country who has absolutely no loyalty to the rule of law of this country or to the people of this country. And I think,
and by the way, that's in NLE 09. This is Congress 2 years ago is like, we want to know about plans to use foreign troops in America. And the foreign banks that run the Pentagon said, literally, go jump in the lake. What do you guys make of in Congress being told you have no authority over war now? I mean, just it's amazing how everything we warned of is now coming true.
Well, you see the decline of the empire being laid out in the headlines, just the mainstream media is not acknowledging this. This was going on with the decline of the Roman Empire. You see these things like, I've read this before, how the executive branch just becomes totally unaccountable and the legislative branch just becomes a rubber stamp on anything you say. This is America. It's not supposed to happen here, but it is happening here right in front of our eyes.
Our legislature voted unanimously to not let TSA grow up their children. It was happened to all the House members' kids. I've interviewed them. And the Fed said, we'll have a military blockade.
I think that's a hollow threat, and I think we should call them on their bluff. We have every right to. This is our country, darn it. We've got to stand up for what we have. We're going to lose everything.
We are losing it right now. What do you make of the millions of guns being sold a month and people saying it's for the government?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. That's there's probably more guns in the hands of Americans right now than maybe since the days of the last frontier. But that means that people are becoming afraid of what their government is planning and also of what they fear where this economy is going. There's probably a lot of different reasons, but the fact that these weapons are in the hands of Americans means that the government's going to be more reluctant to try to take our rights.
Sure. In surveys, though, they say it's because they don't trust the government and collapse. Guys, Hoppy Heidelberg, tell folks who he was. He just passed. You guys were already going to be in town, but it's fortuitous you're here to eulogize him.
Hoppy Heidelberg was the grand juror on the jury that indicted Tim McVeigh and others unknown for the bombing, and he did pass Monday. But we have recorded for posterity his stand against the lies they were trying to propagate. He actually stood up in the grand jury room and reported on corruption in the grand jury room. And because of that, we know so much more. So Hoppy, it was a good ceremony. We went to it, but he has been memorialized, at least in the pages of A Noble Lie.
But he exposed the government-sponsored terror. The FBI came to his house and threatened him with guns to shut up.
That's right.
And we've interviewed the police officers like Mr. Browning, who the FBI came to his office and said, we'll kill you and your wife.
Interesting note. After the funeral, Holland and I were approached by a firefighter, current firefighter, Oklahoma City Police or Oklahoma City Fire Department. He is a new Hoppy very well. He was surprised to see him in the video. They are showing our video at all the firehouses in Oklahoma City right now.
I stopped to give money to the boot for the kids with muscular dystrophy. And the firefighter was a listener. And the next one, and the guy 20 feet down went, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. I mean, yeah, they're awake.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. There's more of them out there than you think. I get reminded of that all the time, how many people who actually work in law enforcement or in public service are awake.
Has this been a devastating blow against the globalists exposing their attack in 95?
It has, because the evidence in there is unimpeachable. I would love for someone to give a qualified criticism of the evidence we present, but no one's going to come out there and try to attack anything that we...
And that's A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. What do you make of all those White House advisors, even in the Financial Times of London and Reuters, saying Oklahoma City helped us, we want another one? Like we're dumb and don't hear them publicly saying they're going to do it again.
Well, it tells you how they regard us. Even if they have crocodile tears when these events happen, they certainly don't hesitate to take advantage of whatever agenda they can get across when these things happen. So that's one reason we called it A Noble Lie. These national myths that are used to propagate these deeper agendas. That's one reason that James Lane, our director, selected that title.
What do you make now? Because I'm sure you've seen it in the news. They go, the war on terror against Al-Qaeda is over. But now it's bigger than ever. The TSA is coming to your town.
Actually, I think it's kind of a scary time right now because it's very close to 1995. In the mid-1990s, we didn't have a clear, distinct external enemy. We had won in the Gulf War. The Soviet Union was gone. Now we're kind of pulling back from the overseas war.
They're getting stay there. We're going to break. They're getting ready to rebrand the domestic terrorist. And they've said that domestics are about to hit. Forget Al-Qaeda. We let them have Libya. They're the good guys. The guy with the John Deere hat, he's the enemy. Both of you stay there. We're going to look at the coming stage terror attack by the foreign enemies. Oklahoma City, 1995. I'm in it. The inventor of the neutron bomb's in it. General Benton K. Parton, eyewitnesses of the feds planting the bombs in the buildings. Like Jane Graham, she did her last interview ever a few weeks ago on my nightly news show. It's such an important document because I'm telling you, you were just getting to that, Holland. You guys were just starting to talk about that, Chris, that you can see them branding. I've been saying this for years, but now it's like, forget Al-Qaeda. It's the evil people that don't want world government. They're the terrorists. All this is for them. It's not for Habib, you know, Hassan, who openly works for the CIA. It's for us now. Continue breaking that down.
Yeah, so I find that very troubling is that some people could interpret it as good news that perhaps we are kind of pulling back from some of the wars that we're pursuing overseas. But I don't see that as a positive trend simply for the fact that if people don't have not been focusing on the scary external enemy, Osama bin Laden is, of course, now dead, finally, officially. And they're kind of winding down the wars, although they're not pulling out, but they're winding them down. That means people are going to have more attention to spend on are problems here in this country with this election going on.
It's time to learn that the American people are the terrorist, which it was always set up for.
Exactly, exactly.
War on terror is over, but the TSA is coming to your town.
Exactly, and the TSA is pushing back on all criticism. There's no way they're going to go easy on that. So I really think that they're going to have some kind of domestic incident to rebrand our neighbors, our fellow Americans, as possible threats.
Well, that's what's already in the manuals. They're just starting the rollout. As I keep warning people, Chris, your take on this.
Well, just a classic example. The morning of the anniversary, TSA Homeland Security was down there. I mean, incredible overreach of presence.
In Oklahoma City. Yeah. Total 10th Amendment violation. Listen, there started the crotch groping in Texas on the street. It's the new American handshake. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It was amazing. These guys are telling me what was going on. I happened to be out of town and were screening the movie, and I couldn't believe what they were telling me over the phone. How many of the armored vehicles were there, the big semis with the radio uplinks and everything. I mean, what are your comments
on that? We've been at the memorial on the anniversary for a number of years past now, and there's never been a Homeland Security presence. First of all, it's not needed. Half the people down there are cops. I mean, even the back.
Well, I mean, the feds are the ones that did it, so yeah, right. They're just visiting the scene of the crime they did.
So it's not necessary for them to be there, and it's certainly not necessary to have a 300,000 mobile command post set up and a platoon of Homeland Security members in SWAT team uniform at parade rest in front of the gates of Time Memorial.
No, it's just training you that you're in North Korea.
Exactly. There's no utilitarian purpose for them to be there, but they are there, and it was so ironic that they have the stormtroopers in black in front of the Oklahoma City bombing memorial, and we see what the fruit of that was. This is what we have right in front of us. These guys in uniform on the streets of America in black uniform, basically.
Listen, there's Homeland Security trucks driving around everywhere. They're buying these giant armored ones, and they're saying it's for us. Armored pillboxes, 450 million hollow point bullets for us.
Yeah, the Bearcat armored vehicles are buying up by the thousands. I mean, they're preparing for war or some kind of huge.
No, because they were run by foreign banks. They know they've robbed America.
This is like watching a newsreel from the 1940s, early 1940s, before World War II was over. It is really, we've got to do something about this. People need to understand this is not right. We have every right to defend.
Well, the average person listening, new listeners, like, oh, I know these guys are right, but I'll just go along and I'll be okay. That's why we got here, and that's why you have no future. Just remember, you helped kill this country and didn't just turn it over to Boss Hogg. These are nasty globalists with re-education camps for you and your family.
Yeah, this isn't just a street-level corruption that's been plaguing us throughout history. This is an agenda at work.
Organized evil.
Yes, to rob this country dry, to bleed us dry, and to destroy us to serve a geopolitical agenda. That's what's at work now.
It's world governments being openly announced.
And the only way they're going to be able to do that is by totally destroying this country, because here in America, we still value our rights and our
freedoms. You can't have America with the freedoms and America still be the center of the empire.
So
they've got to kill that contradiction.
Exactly. So they're going to have to destroy our economy. They're going to have to destroy any semblance we have, any loyalty we may have towards the Constitution. That's got to happen. One of the biggest, obstacles they have in their path is the Bill of Rights. It's been for hundreds of years.
Did you see how the Chinese Communist government used the NDAA and passed their own version and used America as the reason? Well, we're allowed to secretly arrest now and kill people because America does it. America has no moral authority now because criminal banks run us. Corzine, Obama's advisor, steals billions, gets caught lying, doesn't get in trouble with MF Global. I mean, folks, this is only the beginning of how they're going to rape us financially.
I think it's almost comical how things are going now. I mean, NDAA, that's ridiculous. He signed it on New Year's Eve. Why would you do that if there was...
Said he wouldn't sign it. Of course he did. Turned out he demanded it. I've got a CNET article where the FBI admits, we're watching without warrants, and we got back doors and everything. I mean, it's just totally illegal.
Well, when they actually teach FBI in PowerPoint presentations that they're above the law. I mean, we all know what goes on behind closed doors when they're telling their buddies how things are really run. But when they're actually teaching it in class, in a PowerPoint presentation that sometimes we can break and are above the law, there's no...
Hey, federal court, circuit court grants immunity to torture memo author John Yoo. They admit it's illegal, but you've got immunity to order people to rape children. I mean, that's what they did at these bases.
Yes, and that's something they won't let out either.
And now, if you're not for raping children in front of their parents, you're not a good American. That's the patriotism now.
It's completely upside down.
What's your take on that, Chris?
I think we need to take our communities back, and then you get your counties and your states. And once the states get the strength, and the federal government or proposed whoever the criminal cabal is going to realize they're going to have their hands full. This is not going to work. Not here in the United States. It may work in, you know, third world countries or overseas, but we have to have a sense of pride. We've got to step up to the plate and do what's right.
By the way, what was happening in Oklahoma? Same thing with the Agenda 21 being thrown out, states' rights movement. We were in the exact same climate, but this time we've got 10 times the power. That's the globalists. I hope they miscalculate. Explain where we were in 95 versus now. That goes back to what you were just saying, Chris, and what Holland was saying.
In early 1995, late 1994, the Oklahoma State Legislature passed a resolution against the New World Order. There was a gradual waking up in the 1990s across the country that has been reflected in some of the political processes at work, especially in Oklahoma.
And they had 15 other states about to pass it as well, and the feds bombed it and blamed it on talk radio and anti-UN people. Chris? We're right there. They're getting ready to do it again.
And, of course, as Craig Roberts said in the movie, that the last people that would blow up the building would be the militia. Those are the folks that are actually guarding the people's rights. They have no reason to kill children and innocent people. And as we found out through all the evidence and all of the documents, the Justice Department's own documents, it was an inside rogue element of the United States government that planned this and carried it off.
Same ones that did Fast and Furious. I mean, the same ones.
Exactly, by name. Eric Holder, Attorney General of the United States, now responsible for enforcing laws of the land, was directly involved in the Oklahoma City bombing cover-up, and he later runs Fast and Furious, which kills 2,000 people.
But, I mean, Chris, can you feel the energy level building? I mean, they're getting ready.
I can. And, it's especially from the first responders and people coming to us after this movie was released, they realize that there's something horribly wrong here. It took 17 years to get this movie out and the truth to kindly turn the corner. But they're asking questions out. They're saying, what should we do? I mean,
because you got the cops talking about the bombs in the buildings and the cops getting threatened to shut up and the grand jurors and the lady in HUD seeing them plant the bombs. I mean, this is unbelievable.
I really want to let your listeners know we don't advocate illegal. And, as you do, everything has to be above board and legal. But there are a lot of things that you can do. Number one, get your rights back on a local level, and that's going to have a lot more strength than a lot of people think. And then you go to the county and the state. And once you get your state's rights, then you pretty much have a good blockade against the federal government.
I agree, because that's something they can't counter. They can deal with this on the national political scene. They're used to that. But on a local scene everywhere, that's something they can't really...
Once we know the country's been hijacked by enemies and this isn't the government, it's over. Just listen to nothing they say. They're criminals. Go look at the evidence. And then just stop listening. It's Tokyo Rose. It's the enemy telling us that George Washington is bad. I have the feds in their manuals and on video denigrating the founding fathers. They are the enemy, period.
Exactly. The mainstream media has jumped on board with the globalists. They have, so they work for them.
I mean, this sounds like North Koreans would come up with this. They're the enemy. They call us extremists. They're extreme criminals. And we're coming for you. I mean, it's over. It's over. Forget the maneuvers, go straight at them. What do you say to that?
I say we do it. We have nothing to lose but our freedom, and I'm not losing my freedom.
That's right. That's right. Commit. Commit. Commit, and it's over. We have the moral authority. We have God on our side. We're in our final segment. Going to jam in some phone calls right now, and then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon. Eastern, we kick off the transmission. You can always listen at InfoWars.com or get the free podcast right there. I want to go to some phone calls here in just a moment. But I have an image here. If you're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv that a listener mailed us, we had a lot of stuff in the mail, where it shows the emperor's new clothes. And it shows the emperor, he's naked. And a child starts laughing, so everybody else starts laughing. And that's how it is with our so-called government and these criminals that have hijacked it. We just need to recognize the emperor is butt naked, and then they'll stop parading around in front of us. Gentlemen, any comments on that?
I think so. But I mean, it's all based on consumer confidence. As long as we stand up to them, the fact that the mainstream media does not give our movement any validation is no reason to not put forth all of our efforts. The fact that they are ignoring...
When the crooks we know screwing everything up are saying we're the bad people, no, that's the certification we're right.
Exactly. We have to stand up and call a spade. Even if the mainstream media is not going to do it, we as the alternative media have to do it. Let them work themselves into obsolescence by not following...
Which they've done a pretty good job of. Now they're like, okay, censor and arrest people. I mean, they're now going to the desperation phase.
Wow.
Listen, I got photos right here, and I went and checked it myself and watched the White House feed of it at the White House. He had a few thousand people Obama did at his kickoff. Romney has nobody. This is all just made up. It's
comical almost when you see Romney go out there and there's like 20 geriatric people taking a nap at one of his rallies. There's no enthusiasm. They're not even trying. I mean, the Republicans are not even trying with Romney. It's become comical, I think.
And now they admit that the first states Paul won, but they had to steal him to make it look like he wasn't winning. I mean, and that's a minor footnote. Oh, yeah, we stole it. Move along. Both paid for by Goldman Sachs, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Let's go to some phone calls here. Eric in Kansas, then Mike, Steve, and Edward. Eric, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. How are you today, sir?
Good. You're on the air with the producers of A Noble Lie, exposing the inside job of Oklahoma City. Go ahead.
Well, you guys, way to go on that movie. I saw it. Way to go.
Thank you.
I just got a comment and a question. My comment first is that I think, well, I'm an African-American. I grew up in Kansas, small town. Thing. It's very easy to look at everything from the outside when you grow up in that type of environment. But at the same time, I lost family. You know, I've lost my brother. He's in the Navy. Lost my sister when I was young. My mom's gone also, so I can relate to the pain of losing people. But the thing is I can also relate that type of pain to our entire country because I care about people just like you guys do. That's why we care and why we do what we do anyway. So, the short of that is that I think that a good way that we can help is to try to get people to understand that we are under chemical attack. The reason why people can't wake up and understand what's going on is because they don't know that fluoride is keeping
them. No, it's on record, and not just fluoride. There's been a fourfold increase in kids on Ritalin the last decade, a new article out. Great points. Appreciate your calls. Comments on that?
I think that's something we definitely cannot neglect is that we are under chemical assault. It's not just propaganda. It's not just that we've grown soft. We are under direct chemical assault.
Well, when the globalists came to take over America, they did it at every level.
Exactly. And you can see that with the responses of people in other countries, how they respond to corruption is much different from people in this country who just basically do nothing.
The American Pediatric Society came out 2 weeks ago and said, it's normal to have convulsions. The shots are going to give you convulsions now. And so it's like it's time for brain damage. It's normal. You won't talk again. It's getting worse. I mean, it's getting really weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when we make fun of the Romans for drinking water out of lead pipes. Well, I mean, we're doing much worse things than that.
It is crazy. I mean, we are living in la-la land.
Whatever happened, you know, 1960s, 1970s, we never had to deal with this stuff. We were kids. We grew up. Everything was pretty much...
No, now you get a shot, have a convulsion, never talk again. That's freedom.
I've never heard of that. It was
time to have a convulsion. Come on. Let's take another call. Mike in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, first time caller. Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear, brother.
All right. Hey, I was with a friend the other day, and he wanted to know about Bohemian Grove, and I didn't have time to show him the full documentary, so I popped on that History Channel thing. I can't imagine how angry you were at the end of that when they were like, oh, there's nothing weird or nefarious.
Well, you know why?
There.
They got arrested, and of course, I escaped. I mean, they're chasing him and telling him to stop. I didn't stop. I just jumped in the river. And then they had all this footage of them trying to get me and everything because they had boats out there. Dynamic stuff, believe it. I never even saw it. I, like, swam into the woods, got away. Walked 2 miles down to where I told my guy, already get out of here in case something happens. I met him at another point and got out of there. Turned out our cover had been blown locally. They had spies. But at the theater we were getting interviewed at, I mean, I knew when we left, the guy goes, don't worry, even though I work there, I won't call them. And I was like, yeah. And I told him they're going to be waiting on us. But yeah, that History Channel thing was pretty wild.
I know, that was crazy. I had another comment. A guy called in about a week ago with an idea for that shirt, the Obama Bush 2013 cellmates. You got to make that. That is, I would buy that in a heartbeat. That's hilarious.
Or Romney Obama cellmates. I mean, Romney's done plenty of stuff with the big banks he's worked with. So there you go. Appreciate those points. Anything else?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the social network so that when they throw us all in the re-education camps, we'll all know each other's names. We'll be friends already.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not going to any re-education camp where some potbelly TSA who's been dreaming about raping kids rapes my kids. Have you seen all the pedophile charges they're getting? I mean, what a group of just scum.
They're not even passing background checks. I guess they stopped doing them.
No. They now want to hire criminals. They want to hire pedophiles.
I have no doubt.
I mean, who else wants to grab children all day? And the joke is, anytime you got a good looking wife, it's over. I mean, it's they're keeping us safe, though. And now they're on the highways randomly keeping us safe. What are you going to do when the TSA pulls you over and says, I'm going in your pants? It's my, what did one of them tell me? They said, it's my administrative right.
Oh, I guess they learned that in class because I never heard of an administrative right before.
Well, they're God, and they've told Congress go to, you know, Hades. So, hey, go ahead, sir.
Take their name, their badge number, and tell them you're going to sue them in a civil court. And see.
Exactly, but it's not even a badge number. They're not even sworn deputy. It's over, folks. If you don't stand up, it's over. Steve in Texas, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Watchdog Jones. Holland and Chris, thank you guys so much for your great work. You guys are just incredible. I cannot thank you enough for the great work with a noble lie.
It's a hard stomach punch right to the New World Order.
Thank you, sir.
Amen, brother. Long time no talk to you, Alex. You truly are the bellows of freedom, fanning the brush fires of liberty, my friend. Great job.
Well, thank you. I just don't want these scum to put me in a re-education camp. I mean,
You and me both, my friend. You and I met way back when you and Jesse were filming on Lake Austin to get some B-roll footage at one of my properties I ran. So you and I have stayed in contact.
Oh, yeah, me and Governor Ventura, yeah.
Yeah.
I left my favorite black shirt there and never came back to get it. You know that management property? I left it in the bathroom.
Well, I'm sure one of our...
I bet it's still 2 years later in the lost and found. I've been too lazy to go over there. Must not have been too much of my favorite shirt, but...
It might still be in the bathroom, for all we know.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be brief, guys. I just wanted to call with some good news. I just came back. My family and I just came back from the rally at the Texas Capitol today, and it was absolutely incredible. There must have been at least 5,000 or 6,000 people there. And Holland and Chris, you guys brought up a very good point earlier when you talked about how the best way to take things back is to start on the local level and to work our way up and start with that kind
there
of
there are Ron Paul InfoWars type candidates running everywhere.
Let me tell you, Alex, if number one, the turnout was phenomenal, and obviously it was Ron and Rand Paul were both there today. But everywhere you looked, there was signs for Laura Presley, the gal that you had on your show that's running for city council here. There were signs for Richard Mack everywhere. Of course,
No. It's happening. We're out of time. Gentlemen, comments on that.
It is happening. In Oklahoma, Charles Key is running for county clerk, and we have a Ron Paul guy, Daryl Searles, running for county sheriff in Oklahoma County. So this is happening, and I think that if we can get those two very honest men into office to clean up town, if we can do it in Oklahoma County, we can do it all over. And those are some of the most crucial offices are the office of sheriff and county clerk, because you basically control all the purse strings.
Well said. Let's jam in one more. Edward in Michigan, only got about a minute.
Yeah, Alex, sorry to call back on the same topic, but I got cut off last week. You know, we were talking about the Illuminati formula to create a total mind or totally undetected mind control slave.
Sure.
That is on, you can see that whole book at the Whale website, and I had a couple other points. When you do the net community, are you going to have kind of local areas where...
Yes, that's my plan. You create a group, and everybody can organize. Awesome. I appreciate your point on that. A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, available. Discounted at InfoWars.com. When you get it at InfoWars.com, you support our broadcast, our transmission, but you also get an evil citizen rulebook free at InfoWars.com. Bumper stickers. Gentlemen, everybody's got to see this so that when the globalists stage the next terror attack, or it might stop them from doing it, and pose as saviors, our people, just like the... Kurt Haskell, the underwear bombing, he was there watching, got it out that the feds got him on board. Later, that actually came out to be true. Mm-hmm. Our people are everywhere when the foreign banks have their terrorists stage terror attacks to pose as saviors. What do you say to that?
Exposing the false flag tool robs it of its power, and that was the ultimate goal of the movie, more so than to expose Oklahoma City, was to rob this tool of its power and show it to the...
Yes, Chris and Holland, great job. See you all back tomorrow. Great job, crew. God bless you all. Fight the terrorists.